9 months ago, Mayor Bloomberg proposed a congestion pricing system that would charge drivers to enter central Manhattan on weekdays. This afternoon, the state's Traffic Congestion Mitigation Commission will likely endorse some variation of that plan. Then the city council takes up the issue, followed by the state legislature, where opposition is strong. Over the past week, WNYC's Matthew Sherman has been talking to New Yorkers in Brooklyn, Queens, and Manhattan. He found that one of Bloomberg's main arguments isn't getting through.
Whether they drive or take the subway, New Yorkers tend to have strong opinions about the mayor's plan to charge people to drive into Manhattan.
It's just like charging you, like, to breathe or something, you know?
People who work in this city already pay a lot of money to get to work.
Well, it'll be great because there'll be less traffic.
A couple mentioned the environment.
Times are changing, and I think all the concerns about climate change and global warming kind of make it obvious.
But one part of Mayor Bloomberg's proposal hasn't sunk into the public's consciousness.
What are they going to do with the money?
The money is supposed to do something that everybody thinks is needed, improve the mass transit system. Congestion pricing is expected to yield $400 to $500 million a year that will buy more subway cars and buses and help fund mega projects like the Second Avenue subway.
Well, that's great, you know. That's then a great option because it's going to work for, like, all the people.
Mass transit is the way to go.
I don't believe much of what they say anyway.
I'm certain it'll be wasted somehow.
Of course, mass transit improvements won't help New Yorkers who take their cars to work. Only 15% of people who commute to Manhattan do drive, but they say they have good reason to use a car rather than bus or subway.
I can do this drive in 40 minutes. A train is an hour and a half.
I usually have huge legal files to carry.
I don't want to smell other people's smells. I don't want to listen to other people's, you know, iPods or their headphones.
People think that congestion pricing, if it does make it through the city council and state legislature, will encourage more drivers to leave their cars at home.
I think maybe it'll keep the traffic down a little bit, make it easier for me.
And make it easier to cross the street.
It will lessen the stress in going to work on an everyday scale.
But not all agree the effect is going to be positive.
Remember the poor hot dog guy on the cart? These guys are coming in each day making minimal dollars.
In reality, the changes will be relatively modest. The average speed on Manhattan streets would increase from about 8 miles an hour to 8.5 miles an hour, according to the mayor's calculations.
It's all part of the misery of living and commuting and working in New York. Yeah.
The Congestion Pricing Commission meets at 3 o'clock today to make its final recommendation. The city council and state legislature take up the issue next. For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.
The New Yorkers we just heard from are Giselle Rodriguez, Kevin Bunker, Patrick O'Hara, Ben Shestakovsky, Sally Atiyah, Tina Marie Johnson, Marcin Koshar, Guy Martin Angeles, Neil Afrin, Muhammad Ali, Arlene Simmons, and an attorney from Staten Island named Frank.